Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hej och välkomna till Hockey Torsk säsong 4 episod nummer 6, ett avsnitt som är en mini-episod. Medan du sitter där och lyssnar, glöm nu inte att klicka i prenumerera i apparna Acast eller iTunes beroende på hur du lyssnar på oss. Och givetvis följ oss på Twitter och Instagram, där heter vi Hockey Torsk, och på Facebook heter vi också Hockey Torsk. Där trycker du gilla-knappen. Vill du lätta ditt hjärta? info@hockeytorsk.se. Välkomna, välkomna. Veckans avsnitt är i all enkelhet. Det är bara jag, John, här framför mikrofonen. Joel är på höstlovsläger, skulle man kunna tro, men det är inte sant faktiskt. Men misströsta inte för det. Vi har ett litet program att erbjuda. I förra veckan så var det så att vi sprang på Peter Andersson, domarbasen för SHL. Och jag var lite intresserad, hur funkar det här med böter och matchstraff och hur ser man på saker och ting? Och med en veckas reflektion efter mitt möte här med Peter Andersson så har det ju hänt en hel del. Bland annat så är det många Djurgårdsfans nu som är upprörda över att Thoresen har blivit avstängd 7 matcher. Kim Rosdahl i Malmö, han fick, var det 3 eller 4 matchers avstängningar. Matcher blir till böter och lite så.
Men rent generellt så här, när man en videogranskning finns, kan man göra den hur många gånger som helst? Kan domaren åka fram och tillbaka?
Nej, i normalfallet så gör man det ju bara en gång. Och det viktigt är ju kommunikationen mellan videon och domaren i situationsrummet och domaren på plats i arenan, och att det är tydligt och klart vad det är de vill ha granskat. Och sen kan det ju vara så, det kan undantagsfall skulle det kunna inträffa att under en videogranskning, för till exempel om pucken är över linjen eller inte, så upptäcker man att målet eventuellt kan ha gjorts med en högklubba till exempel. Det kan man ju, det skulle kunna dyka upp under en videogranskning, och då skulle man kunna åberopa att man vill göra en annan granskning ifrån videomåldomaren i så fall. Så att det skulle kunna inträffa, men det är ganska ovanligt.
Man kan ju tro att det, om man tittar i media, så känns det som att det är väldigt mycket straff och böter hit och dit just nu. Är ni hårdare på vissa förseelser i år?
Nej, det är vi inte, utan vi följer det. Vi har gått ut innan säsongen och sagt att vi jobbar ju mycket för spelarnas säkerhet. Vi vill få bort den hjärnskocksproblematik som alla känner till att den finns. Så därför är det ju fokus just på huvudtacklen bland annat, och även tacklen i ryggen. Och egentligen så följer vi bara det vi har bestämt innan. Och sen har det nu inledningsvis varit en hel del situationer, och det är lite för tidigt fortfarande att säga om det kommer bli någon skillnad mot jämfört med förra året, utan det får vi summera när säsongen är slut. Så att vi följer inte bara det vi har bestämt innan.
Den senaste veckan har den heta potatisen, måste ju ändå varit Karilaktis crosschecking.
Ja, och det är så här, regelboken är väldigt, väldigt tydlig där. En crosschecking riktad mot hals eller huvud är checking to the head. Och det har ju dessutom disciplinämnen visat tydligt och klart, om man utför en sån handling så är det ett antal matchers avstängning per automatik, och det är för att man anser att det är så pass farligt spel så att det ska rendera en avstängning.
Och då är bestraffningar för diving och den typen känns ganska larvigt i sammanhanget om man jämför.
Ja, och det här är ju det eviga problemet, håller på att säga, att man vill ju inte, man ska inte jämföra de här situationerna. Det är två helt vitt skilda parallella spår. Sen har de här på något sätt vägs ihop, och jag förstår egentligen inte riktigt varför man gör det, för att spelarnas säkerhet är ett spår som är oerhört viktigt för oss i SHL att stävja och hålla ordning på, just för att vi ska slippa den problematik som vi har haft åtminstone och fortfarande har. När det gäller diving så ser vi ju att det är någonting som vi tycker kanske har ökat lite grann sist. Det är inget problem än, men vi tycker att det har ökat lite grann. Och då är det viktigt att vi även tar det naturligtvis parallellt med det här. Så att många gör liksom jämförelsen. Det är ungefär som att en trafikpolis inte ska ge böter för fortkörning, utan man ska sätta dit narkomaner. Det blir lite samma sak. Det ena utesluter inte det andra, utan vi måste jobba med bägge spåren samtidigt.
Men borde det inte kunna bli mer kostsamt för lagen om det blir utvisning? Det här personliga straffet att man får böta.
Det är just diving är väldigt svår att hinna se på banan när den inträffar. Det är ofta så ser man det mer sen när man tittar på bilder i efterhand, och det är då det är lite lättare att upptäcka. Så att det går så fort där ute.
I diving, är det något som kommer i efterhand? Kan ni göra det?
Du menar bestraffning för diving?
Ja, efter matchen.
Om det nu ska vara så att man ska bestraffa en diving. Om du har en misstänkt diving, så ska ju den först upptäckas, antingen med att domarna tar en utvisning eller att man hittar den i situationsrummet. Sen ska den gå ut i våran referensgrupp som består av 6 stycken väldigt, väldigt hockeykunniga människor. Där ska de tycka också att det är en diving innan du överhuvudtaget går till disciplinen. Så att det är bara de solklara fallen som kommer att hamna där.
Tack.
SHLs domarbas Peter Andersson, som vi fick möjlighet att träffa förra veckan på Hovet när Modo gästade Djurgården. När du hör det här snacket, vad tycker du och tänker du? Vilka funderingar får du med tanke på alla bestraffningar som är nu kors och tvärs, och hur bedömer man de här? Har du några frågor, info@talkytorsk.se, så ska vi ta dem vidare och ställa dem till rätt personer. Det känns som att vi kommer återkomma det här ämnet. I alla fall så har den här typen av frågeställningen fått raketfart den här säsongen. Själv njuter jag av att få träffa människor och veta lite vilka är de. Och en sån person fick jag tillfälle då att möta förra veckan när Modo gästade Hovet. Det var head coach Larry Harris. Vem är han?
How was it to end up in Modo, Örnsköldsvik?
Well, it's something that I wanted to do for a long time is work in Sweden. I'm a big fan of Swedish hockey, and I have a lot of friends that have played here, a lot of friends of our Swedish coaches that I know very well. So it's something that I think it's a matter of timing. And I was close to coming to Modo a few years ago, and Erik Holmberg was the manager here. And I always kind of watched them and looking to see what was going on. And then this time, when Per Svartbedet contacted me and we started talking through my agent, and we started talking about things, and I met Per, and I think we have a lot in common. I think the way that we see the game and what we want to do, like on the ice, and maybe the changes we want to make and try to do something different. So to me, the timing was very good, and you're taking over a team that hasn't had much success the last couple of years. So I look at it this way: there's only one way we can go is up, and I think that we are going. I know that we're going in the right direction. I just. You know, the guys are working hard, and we will get paid for this hard work. But it's more about, it was always a goal of mine to come to Sweden. So I think the timing is right to come now.
But you have been in Europe for a long time.
Yes, since 1980. So I've been here for a long time. I came over as a player when I was 25, and I've been here since. So I've been more than half my life living in Europe. So I consider myself a Euro, Canada, or North American kind of coach, but a lot of experiences, worked in a lot of different places, and I'm really enjoying the hockey here, really enjoying the competition, and every night it's a new challenge and learning a lot. And I think the idea coming in is I want to take what's good, like the different things in this league that I find that are good, and add them to what I'm already doing and make something a little bit special. And so far we're getting there. We have to execute 60 minutes, but I know that we're going the right direction.
Do you remember how everything started for you when you were a kid falling in love in hockey?
Well, it's a type of thing where, you know, my grandfather played, my father played, my uncles played, all my cousins, everybody played hockey. Like when you're in Canada, in Ontario, and you're growing up, it's just something you learn to do right away. Just, you know, slightly after you start walking, you start skating. So I think I started skating when I was 4 years old. And I think I was on my first hockey team when I was 5 or 6. So it's just a love of the game. And I mean, you just love going to the rink. You love playing. And every chance that you had, you were either at the rink or you're playing outside. It's just something that you love to do. And I really think that's really what keeps me in the game, is a love of the game. And that's something that you develop at a young age. And I really, when I talk to youth coaches, one of the things I really emphasize with them, especially today in this world when there's so many things to distract players, like young players, young teenage players, I said the first coaches that a young player has, whether it's a boy or a girl, I think it's so important that they nurture that love of the game. They install in them a love of the game. And that's what will hold them through. When they get to be 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, and all of a sudden there's a lot of things happening in their lives, a lot of things going on, they have a lot of choices to make. If they want to keep these players in the game, they have to have that deep love of the game, and that will get them through those years.
And your sons, they're playing. And one of them are a head coach.
That's right. My oldest son, Brett, is a head coach of the University of Utah. So he's doing very well. His record is much better than mine right now this year. So he lets tell me about that all the time. And it's actually his birthday today. So I'm very proud of him. Proud of all my children. And my youngest son is playing in Thurgau in the National League B in Switzerland. So it's kind of the hockey. It's kind of the business of the family right now. And my daughter as well. My daughter is just graduated. She's in her master's degree in business. So I'm very proud of all my children, but again, the hockey part of it, they grew up with that, and again, just love of the game.
But how is it to have your close family all around the world?
Well, I'm a big promoter of Skype. I think that now with the internet and all the things that we do for the communication part of it, it's much easier. I think it's easier on me than on my wife, like being so far away from everybody. I mean, my one son's in Salt Lake City, Utah, and one son's in Weinfeld in Switzerland. My daughter's in Zurich right now, but who knows where she's going to be in the next month or so. But we stay in touch. We talk just about every day with our children, and we're a very, very close family.
And is your wife and daughter also crazy about hockey?
My daughter's probably more crazy about hockey players, my wife, she's learned to appreciate like what we have through hockey, and I think she's become more of a fan for that, especially the teams that we play on.
Is she from France?
No, she's from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
So I met her when I was playing in Salt Lake City. That was a farm club for the St. Louis Blues at one time. So. She's been with me for a long time and through a lot of different things as a player and as a coach, but she's a great partner to have, and I couldn't do what I do without her.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And your sons, they have two nationalities.
They actually have three, because like my wife being American, I'm Canadian and I'm French, so I have a French passport as well. So they all have the right to three nationalities.
Wow.
A very international family. We call ourselves global nomads. So It's they're used to traveling, used to moving around, and they're very fluent with the languages. They speak four languages, all of them. So they've grown up. It's a different kind of lifestyle for sure.
Do you have any great memories with your sons about hockey when they realize what it's all about?
Yeah, the best memories I have are going and watching them play. Like it's great. It's a great pleasure, like, to go and watch your boys playing and having fun at what they're doing and growing up and learning to become men and learning to know what it's like to be part of a team and how to function as a team. And it's really neat to see right now, like, my oldest son, like, you know, getting into coaching. I don't encourage it because it's a tough road, like, to be a pro coach. But I think if you could coach at a certain level, high school, university level, I think it could be a great career, and combine that with something else like teaching or something like that. To be a pro coach and do have the kind of life that I have, it's not easy, but it's been very rewarding, and I feel very blessed by that.
In Sweden, if I compare Sweden with Canada, I guess the big difference is that you are much more competitive from younger age.
That's right.
And in Sweden, the focus is more that the kids should have fun.
Yeah.
But and I think if you can mix the two worlds,
yeah, it would be great.
It's a great.
It would be a perfect combination. I agree totally. Like right now, I think. For a lot of things in Canada, we have to never forget that we started playing the game because it's fun. You do not want to take the fun out of the game, and it becomes a little bit too serious, and the parents are sometimes the most responsible for that winning becomes the end goal and not the development of the player or the players actually having fun. You want to teach them how to win, but also teach them, you know, what it is to lose and that to learn from those things. But above all, I agree, is that there's a great emphasis placed on winning, and so you develop that competitive spirit. But I think combined with the Swedish the technical part of it, as far as the skills and developing plays and the way they look at the game, I think it would be a great combination.
And if you look at tonight's game, in the first period, I think somewhere in the before the power break, you had the period. You played much better than Djurgården. And in the second, it was Djurgården. In the third one, it was your period. But how can you explain why you play so good in the end of the game?
Well, I think that, again, it comes down to being able to focus. I mean, it's all about the next shift. It's all about the next 45 seconds that you're on the ice, and we just lost our focus a little bit. We had a really good first period, and we came out, and there was a couple of shifts there where we had a couple of mental blackouts, and they scored goals. And those are the things that happen in a hockey game. So what was important is that we got refocused again right away. And you could see when they scored that fourth goal, all of a sudden we panicked. We started running around. They had a couple of breakaways. We started doing things we normally don't do, and we were very lucky that Djurgården didn't score one or two more at the end of that second period. But we got refocused again going out to the third period, and we were very focused, and we played hard, and we got paid for it. We started scoring some goals, and that created more energy on the bench, and we were so close, like, to getting that fourth goal. In this particular game, the lesson to be learned here is again that you have to be able to stay focused, and it's important. Like, after you get a goal or a bad place, you have to get refocused right away for the next shift.
And when you played against HV, it was the opposite. You started really well in the first two, and in the end, everything was HV. They played much better.
Well, I mean, it's same too. Where I think the 5-0 game you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, it's a tendency of a team to let up a little bit. Exactly. What happened to Djurgården tonight at 4-0? They're kind of sitting back, relaxing, waiting for the game to end. Where the other team keeps battling. All it takes is one, and to get the other energy going for the other side. So, the HV game. You know, I don't think we were that bad in the third period. I mean, I think we were okay. We ended up. They didn't get any goals.
I think they played much better.
Oh, they played, they played better. They played better for sure. I didn't see a big difference in what we were playing. I think it was more the Karlskrona game where we were controlling the game. We really controlling the game, and then we gave them two goals to let them back in the game. I would say more than that game there where we changed, we lost our focus in the game. But that's been something we've been battling for in the beginning of the year, is just being able to be consistent and play 60 minutes.
Glöm nu inte att klicka prenumerera i Acast eller i iTunes. Så kommer du inte missa nästa Hockeytorsk-avsnitt. Avsnitten kommer ju som sagt vanligtvis tisdagar klockan 06.00 på morgonen. Vill du någonting, inför att hockeytorsk.se är adressen. Följ oss gärna på Twitter och Instagram, där heter vi Hockeytorsk. Gå in på Facebook och tryck gilla-knappen. Och har du gjort det där, ja, då är du säker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.